The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 1 through 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 10th, 1973, in Stockholm, Sweden.
So, parabhavastavad abodajato. Javanna jigyan satanatma tatyam javat kriyas tavat idanga mano vai karmatmakam jena sarira vanya. So in the previous verse, Rishabhdev has said that this madness after sense gratification, nunang pramatta kurute, and doing all kinds of sinful activities, this is not good. Actually, we can see as Delhi says, during talking you should not cut. So, one may argue, especially those who are atheists, that suppose we get a material body and little miserable, what is wrong there? It will be finished, then there will be no more pains and pleasure. That is the Buddhist theory, that the body is combination of matter, and there is pains and pleasure. So make this body zero, then there will be no more pains and pleasure. So Rishabhdev answers this point. No, this body will be finished and you'll have to accept another body. And so long you shall continue to accept one body after another, the miserable condition of material existence will continue. Therefore, in the beginning, it was said that this body, human body, is not to be misused simply for sense gratification, like the dogs and hogs. That was the beginning. So therefore again he says, parabhavastavadabodhajavata javanna jigyasata atmatattva. These rascals, they do not know that for want of knowledge of the soul, atma-tattva, on the bodily concept of life, whatever they are doing, that is defeat. They are thinking, now by scientific advancement, we are able to go to the moon planet. Of course, I do not know whether they can go. Till now, they are not successful, but at least attempting. So, this is our achievement. But Rishabhdev says, that is not your achievement, that is your defeat. It is your defeat. Why defeat? Because you cannot come to the moon planet or sun planet or any other planet like that. You are simply wasting your time. Just try to understand. Suppose you want to go to some foreign country, and if you think that by force, just like in England, some Indians, they come by some it's called smuggling method.
Some underground smuggling.
That is not allowed. You cannot go. The moon planet, it, from the Shastra you understand that nobody can go there unless he is fit. Not only moon planet, any other planet, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Janti Deva Vrata Deva. These are higher planetary system. The demigods live there. So unless you are fit to live with the demigods, you cannot go there. Just like Krishna Loka. Unless you make yourself fit to enter into the Krishna Loka, you cannot go by force. That's not possible. Just like to enter into some foreign country, you have to take visa, you have to take passport, immigration, then you will be allowed. So such attempt to go there, and even if you go there, you will be driven away. So what is the use of such attempt? Therefore, this so-called, what is called, excursion, to attempt to go to some planet, you cannot stay there, neither will be allowed to enter. So this endeavor to go there by so-called scientific advancement is simply defeat. It will not be allowed, neither can go there. Naturally it is happening, so what they have achieved so far? Nothing. No tangible achievement. But they have spent millions of dollars, Russia and America, to go to the moon planet. And even if you go there, but after all, you have to die. You have to give up this body. And after death, you do not know where you will be placed. That is under the nature's hand. You cannot dictate that after death I shall go to that planet or this planet. No. You are completely under the nature's control. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Unless you are qualified. Everyone is ambitious. But does it mean simply by becoming ambitious one can become very rich man or very respectable man? That is not possible. One must qualify himself. So these are futile attempts. You have to act according to the, but they do not believe that there is higher authority. There is judgment, everything they think that it is blind, whatever you like we can do. That is not goal. Parabhava, this is called defeat. Parabhava stavad abhudhuja. So javadna jignasa was so long, one is not inquisitive to understand what he is without understanding his identification, whatever he does, it is defeat. This is the condition. Nobody is interested to know his identity. This is the instruction we get from Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, when he first approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his question was that Kiyami kano mare jape tapatra. This is very nice question. Kindly tell me what I am. what I am, and why I am subjected to the threefold miseries of material existence. I do not want all this miserable condition of life, but I am forced to accept them. Therefore, what is my position? Why I am forced to accept? This should be the question. This is called Atmatattva Jignasa inquiry. What I am? Nobody knows what he is. Everyone thinks that I am this body. Therefore, he is abodhajat. From the very birth, he is a rascal. He does not know his identity. Somebody is thinking I am American, somebody is thinking I am Englishman, somebody is thinking I am an Indian. All these identification are doggish identification. Just the dog is thinking I am this body. The cat is thinking I am this body. Similarly, if a human being thinks like that I am this body, then he remains in ignorance. Abodhujata. And if you remain in ignorance, whatever you are acting as your credit, but you are acting in ignorance, therefore the achievement is not achievement, it is defeat. This is the Parabhavastavadabodhujata. One should be inquired. Just like Sanatana Goswami went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked, Sir, let me know what I am. Grammo vyavahare kahe pandit. In ordinary behavior, people say that I am a very learned man. They say, Panditji. The Brahman is addressed in India as Panditji. Panditji means very learned. So, Sanatana Goswami submitted that the general people, they say that I am very learned, but actually I do not know what I am. He admitted. So ask anybody, so-called scholar, doctors, PhD, DSC, just like that Professor Kotai, he said, after finishing this body, everything is finished. He does not know what he is. This is the position. Therefore, the so-called scholars, learned men, whatever they are doing, they are being defeated because he does not know his identity. Unless you know your identity, then how can you work for the goal of your life? If your identity is mistaken, then whatever you are doing, that is your defeat.
Javat kriya astavat idanga mano vai karmatmakam jena sharira bandha.
Everyone has got different types of mentality. So, karmatmakam means that is general mentality, that I shall work very nice and I shall get money and I shall enjoy life. This is called karmatma. Not only in this life, next life also, they are trying, those who are followers of Vedic ritualistic ceremony, by punya karja. Punya karja means pious activities. Pious activity, that is also activity. So, according to our philosophy, we are not interested even in pious activity. We are not interested in impious activity. We are not interested even in pious activity. This is our position. Narottamdas Thakur has sung, Karmakanda Gyanakanda Sakali Bisare Bhanda Amrita Boliya Jeva Khaya Nana Jani Brahman Kare Kadarja Bhakkhan Kare. By pious activities, you can get very nice birth, Janma Isajya Sutta Sri, four kinds of material gain to get birth in a very aristocratic family, a rich family, janma isajya, to become very learned, scholar, suta, and sri, very beautiful. Just like you American people or Western people, you are supposed to be very learned, advanced in material science, also good-looking and richer than other countries, janma isajya, or birth in a very powerful nation or family. This can be accepted due to your past pious activities. But suppose you have taken this opportunity for your pious activities and somebody has taken birth in Greenland. What is that, Greenland? Always with snow and there are so many inconveniences. Or take your birth in Africa. There is no such facilities. They are not very good-looking, not very learned scholars. Not birth is very nice, not aristocrats, not riches, poor. So, from spiritual point of view, both these kinds of facilities or inconvenience are one. Because when you take your birth, you have to enter within the womb of a mother and to stay 10 months in a packed-up condition. Not only 10 months nowadays, it is going on, killing the child within the womb. If you cannot come out, before you are coming out from the womb of your mother, you might be killed by your very mother or father. Because that movement is going on, abortion. So, either you are in the womb of a very rich mother or a poor mother, or in the womb of a black mother or white mother, or a learned mother or foolish mother, the pains of staying within the mother is the same. It is not that because you are in the womb of a rich mother, therefore there will be no pain of living within the womb. The same pain. The janma, then again, as soon as you accept some material body, you will have to suffer the bodily pains and pleasure. Then at the time of death, the same painful condition. So it doesn't matter whether one is rich, one is poor, the material condition, both of them will have to suffer. The material condition. So, karmātmakam, if you continue to absorb your mind in fruitive activities, that I shall work and I shall get the result and I shall enjoy. This is called karmātmakam. So if you do not fulfill your desire, then nature will give you next life, another body, to fulfill that desire. This is why. So that, therefore, it is parabhav. Your business is that to know that you are not this body, you are spirit soul, part and parcel of God, Krishna. So your real business is to become Krishna conscious fully and go back to home, back to Godhead, finish this business of repetition of birth and death. But who will understand this? Therefore, it is said, Krishna je bhaje sevarajat. One who has understood what is the meaning of Krishna consciousness movement, he must be very intelligent man. Without being intelligent man, nobody can understand what is the purpose, what is the basic principle of this movement. The basic principle of this moment is to understand Krishna. Janma karma me dibbam ju janati tattva. The result will be, if you understand Krishna, what is Krishna, then the result will be that after giving up this body, you go to Krishna. Janti mat jajino pi mam. This devotional service, the worshipping Krishna in the temple to dress him, as I explained, Sri Vigraharadhana Nittanana Singharatana Mandira Marjanadu. All these occupational duties will help you to understand Krishna. Although it is very difficult to understand Krishna, but if you engage yourself in Krishna's service as they are prescribed in the Shastras or by the spiritual master, then Krishna reveals to you what he is. And that is wanted. That is the perfection of your life. As soon as you understand Krishna, then you become fit to go back to home, back to Godhead, and finish this business of repeated birth and death. Māmupita kaunthiya dukkhālayam sāsatam nāpnuvanti. This secret of success, people do not know. Neither they can understand. They are not fortunate enough. But it is our duty to push on this movement by superior order. Anyone will take advantage of this movement, he will be saved from this repetition, birth and death. So Rishabhdev says that so long one's mind is absorbed in the conception that I shall work as people are doing here, industry, trade, so many things, the real purpose is to gratify senses. So in this way, if people are engaged, then he is parabhava, he is being defeated. Without understanding Krishna consciousness, without being Krishna conscious, it simply one wastes his time for his fruitive activities, then he is defeated. Parabhavastavada-bhulata.
Manakkarma vasang prajunte avidvaya. Upadhiyamane. Atman avidvaya, atman upadhiyamane. Pritinna javat mai vasudevi namuchyate deha yogi nata.
So everyone is under this impression, wrong conception of life. But he can be saved if he somehow or other becomes a devotee of Vasudeva Krishna. Pritinna javat mai vasudevi. Vasudevi Bhagavati, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojite, Prayojitaha, Janayati Asu Vairagam Gyananchaja Dahitakam. Vasudeva, here is the same thing, Mai Vasudeva, Rishabhdev is incarnation of Vasudeva. So, in this entanglement of birth and death, if someone comes in contact with devotee, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Latadi, and gets the seed of devotional service, then that is the beginning of being saved from this reputation of birth and death. Just like we are giving opportunities to the people in general, we are opening centers in different parts of the world. What is the purpose? The purpose is to give chance to every man how to become devotee of Vasudeva Krishna. Then he will say, Javanna Priti Mai Vasudeva. Because people are struggling hard in this way, by working hard and getting the result for sense gratification and repetition of birth and death, in this struggle for existence, if somehow or other one gets the seed of devotion and service to Vasudeva, then he says, Javanna Priti Mai Vasudeva. Evang manakkarma vasam prajunti avidriya atman upudhiyomane pritinna javat mai vasudevi namuchati diha yoginata. Unless one becomes Krishna conscious, his repetition of birth and death and contacting another body from one body to another, that will continue. This is a basic principle of Krishna consciousness. Do not misunderstand Krishna consciousness. It is a kind of religious faith. It is a science. How to get release from this repetition of birth and death? This is science. It is not that as people accept a system of religion, or other system of religion, and because a human being is supposed to accept some type of religion. Somebody is Hindu, somebody is Muslim, somebody is Christian. It is not that. It is a science. It is a science we are teaching that somehow or other you enhance your love for God, then you are saved. This is science. And how to enhance that love of God? That is our activities. To rise early in the morning, to offer Mangala Arati, to dress the deity, to offer him nice foodstuffs, to observe festivals, writing books, distributing them. These are activities and devotion and service that will save us from this repetition of birth and death. Otherwise, we are doomed. We have to continue this repetition of birth and death.
Abhidvaya eva manushadu. This is avidya. By avidya, by misunderstanding, without knowledge, being in ignorance, manushadu, sometimes we are human beings, sometimes cats, sometimes dogs, sometimes demigod. This is going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Eirupe Brahmanda Samite Kone. We are wondering throughout the whole universe, from one body to another, one planet to another. But somehow or other, if we are fortunate, this fortune is made in this way. Man is the architect of his own fortune. If somebody comes to our contact, if he tries to understand what is this Krishna consciousness, his fortune. His fortune. Because he is saved from the reputation of birth and death. Vidyadhavacharya says that Deva Manushadu Paradhika Deva Vishishta Tena Aha Ahankara Mama Upadhyamane. That I am now American, I am now Englishman. This is ahankar, upadhiyamane. Karma vasana mulaya saṃsittamam mane satyātma ni mana karma vasaṃ prajunte vyāpārayati puruṣamiti sesa. Ato javad vasudeve mai priti priti rūpa bhakti nasyat tāvat deha yogena namuchyate. Unless he becomes devotee of Vasudeva Krishna. Therefore Krishna personally comes and he says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṃ saraṇaṃ vraja. That is for your interest. Krishna says that you surrender unto me, it is not Krishna's interest. If you surrender not interest, Krishna does not do anything. He is omnipotent. He can create millions of devotees like you by his desire.
He doesn't canvass, he is not canvassing that you become my devotee and I shall be very rich. No. Not the purpose. It is for your interest. Something. If you become a devotee of Vasudeva, then you are saved from this repetition of birth. It is not Krishna's interest. It is Krishna's interest in this way, because you are part and parcel, you are son of Krishna. Krishna is the aham bija padapita, as the father, a rich father. He does not like to see that his son will become a crazy, mad fellow and loiter in the street. He doesn't want it. But if you do not come back to home, there is no loss of the father. But if you go back to home of a rich father, then it is your interest. It is your interest. So, Krishna is canvassing sarva-dhanman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. It is for our interest. So those who are fortunate, they will accept this offer of Krishna and अतः जावद् वासुदेवे मयि प्रीति प्रीति रूपा भक्ति प्रीति मीन्स भक्ति प्रीति मीन्स लव तो देयर इज प्रीति संदर्भ बाय श्रील जीव गोस्वामी हाउ वन कैन बिकम लवर ऑफ कृष्ण सत संदर्भ ही हैज रिटन सिक्स थीसिस one of them is the Priti Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, Sikh Sandarbha. A very highly philosophical book. So this Priti means bhakti. Bhakti is not official transaction. Bhakti means Priti, real love. When I actually love Krishna, that is called Priti. Just like we love our beloved, or child, or husband, or wife, that is also not love, that is a temporary sentiment. Actual love is possible with Krishna. That is actual love. Once you love Krishna, it cannot be broken at any time. It cannot be broken. Any circumstances. So therefore, somehow or other, we have to jena tena prakarena mana krishna nibesayet. Somehow or other, you just engage yourself in loving Krishna. That is the success of life.
Na kivalam jiha yoga matram api tu anarthan. तरतीत्याह जदेति साथे शस्य पुरुषार्थ भूते सात्म परमात्म देह संबंध प्रयुक्त विपश्चित विवेकी सन् जदा सहसा न पश्यति तदासु उपमान गतस्मृति.
This is very important. Shabda said,
जदान पश्यति अजथा गुणी हां साथी प्रमत्य सहसा विपश्चि.
So we have to become intelligent that guneha guna guna means these three gunas, goodness, three modes of material nature. Everyone is trying to love one of these three gunas, goodness, passion and ignorance. That is material existence. Somebody is trying to become Brahmana. That is goodness. And somebody is trying to become Kshatriya. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. These are under the influence of different modes of material nature. So even one is Brahmana, he is also under the grip of material nature. And what to speak of, one is a Shudra or less than a Shudra. Everyone is trying to improve himself under the influence of certain modes of material nature. So when one becomes vipasti, Viveki. Vipassit means enlightened. That these my activities under the influence of different modes of material nature, this is waste of time. Even if I become a Brahmana, that is also waste of time. And what to speak of if I become a Kshatriya, passionate, this Vaishya, this mercantile class of men, they are passionate and ignorance mixture. They are very active, very running, I am very busy. But running here and there in ignorance, just like you see the monkey. Monkey is always very busy. But what is the meaning of his busyness? He is in ignorance. As soon as a monkey comes, we have no such disturbance. In India, as soon as a monkey comes, everyone wants to drive him away. Because he has come to become business and to make some loss, that's all. That is his business. Wherever he sees, he'll move like this. He's not at all silent. He's always active. But because he is monkey is a symbol, our ass, they are symbol of ignorance. Therefore, such kind of business is useless. It is simply harmful. So, when one comes to understand that this is my business, this is my goodness, everything, it is all useless unless I become attached. I am a devotee of Vasudeva, Krishna. All these attempts are simply futile attempts. That is enlightenment. When one understands, yes, my only business is to surrender to Krishna, to love Krishna, then he is to be understood, he is enlightened, he is educated. Eirupe brahmanda bhavati kono bhagavan. That is falsehood. Yadana pasyati adhitha guniha sarthi paramat. He does not know his interest. Nati vidu sartha gatingi Vishnu. They do not know that my sartha, my interest, my goal of life is to love, to find out God and to love. That is my real interest. So as so long one is not enlightened to that standard of life, then he is defeated. Then how is defeated? Gata smriti vindati tatra tapan asyadva maithunna magaram agga. He remains agga, foolish. And what is his happiness? His happiness is sex life. That's all. That is his happiness. Maithunna magara. He is in the prison house of this material nature. But he does not know that I am in prison. He is simply enjoying the three things. Udaram marita, the tongue, the belly and the genital. That is stated here. Gata smriti vindati, and to enjoy this material, he has to undergo so much tribulation. Tapa vindati. Therefore, Govinda Das says, Sitaya tapa vata varishana edina jamini jagiru bipale sevinu kripana durajana chapala sukhala balagiru. In this country there is no fall. Still people have to go to work very hard day and night. But why? Why they are accepting such hard labor? Somebody is coming from India in this country. The climate is not very suitable in comparison to India. But they have come here to work hard. Why? That's sex pleasure, that's all. You'll get money and you'll have home and sex pleasure. Or tongue pleasure. So, that what he said. Gata smriti, he is forgotten. His own business he has forgotten. But he is entrapped by a process of sense gratification. Although it is very great hardship and miserable condition, but he is satisfied because the sense gratification is there. gatasmiti tatra tapan asadya maithunna magaram agna. Because he is foolish, therefore he likes to be imprisoned simply for sense gratification. You know, the elephant is captured for sense gratification. You know that? Elephant is captured, a big elephant to capture, it is very difficult. But a female elephant goes there and he comes for sex. And the female elephant goes forward. Then she brings in a place where there is a big pit and he falls down, the male elephant. And then he becomes captured. Yes. These are the nature's example. How far? And not only sex, just like the bees, they enter into the lotus flower for eating honey and they are enjoying in the meantime the lotus flower petals become closed. So he becomes entrapped, cannot come out, dies. The peas, how the tadpole? You know, you have seen the, what is called? Tadpole?
Fisherman.
Huh?
Fisherman,
tadpole. Tadpole, yes. What is that? And there is a small, attractive foodstuff, and the fish comes, and as soon as it swallows, flies to capture. Similarly, the deers, they are also captured by the hunter. He plays nice flute, and the deer stand up. They are very much fond of music. So as soon as they stand up, enter. So the one animal are lower than human being. They have got one sense very strong. Someone's the ear, someone's the nose, someone's the tongue, someone's the genital in this way. But they have got one sense strong. And we, the so-called civilized man, our six senses are all strong. So what is the position? So unless one becomes Krishna conscious, he is doomed. So many senses. Tongue is taking him to the hotel, ear is taking to the musical, eyes is taking the beautiful thing to see. In this way, we are embarrassed in so many ways. That is called maithunna magaramagga. He has forgotten his real business, but he is entrapped in a pot or in a place where sense gratification is very there. Pungshan sriyami sunibhavami tat sayur mithari dayaganti mahu atak grihachi tusutapmitai. So this mithuni bhava, the sense enjoyment is very strong. There are two sexes, male and female, and each one of them are attracted by sense gratification. In this way, atak grihachetra sutapta vritti, then they become attached to griha, because they must live in an apartment. They must have some land, grihachetra, everywhere there is going on. In this way, they become entrapped. And Krishna consciousness moment means, but those who are Krishna conscious, for them it is not, and they are vigilant, that my real business is Krishna consciousness. But it is a license given to me for sense gratification, for grihastha, but we should not forget our real business and entrapped in this material nature. That should be our business. Thank you.